Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning and welcome to another program in our Farmers Guidebook series. Today we'll turn our focus on the coffee berry borer, one of the major challenges to the coffee crop. Our proverb of the day also comes up in the package, and Camilla Guthrie, thanks for waking up with us.
Residents of Montego Bay, Mandeville, and Kingston, come on out and let your voice be heard as the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing hosts public consultations on Jamaica's draft National Habitat Report under the theme Housing and Sustainable Urban Development. Montego Bay, Monday, May 12th at the UWE Western Campus at 5 p.m. Mandeville, Wednesday, May 14th at the Mandeville Church Hall at 10 a.m. And Kingston, Friday, May 16th at the Jamaica Conference Center at 10 a.m. We want to hear from you as we chart a pathway to improve housing solutions and sustainable development. See you there.
The coffee berry borer is a tiny beetle that causes major damage to coffee crops. The pest invades the coffee berry in its early stage, eventually destroying the fruit.
It damages the bean. It causes the quality of the coffee to drop because it has defects. And the important ones, you know, they call it borer hole or pinhole in the coffee. Tastes bad. It don't look good for the man who come to buy almost container load of coffee. When them see them, it turn them off. And it just make you lose money.
Training manager at the Wallingford Coffee Company, Louis Campbell. He was speaking with coffee farmers at a recent training session in Westphalia in the Blue Mountains. Proper management is a key tool in the fight against the coffee berry borer, and this includes the use of the borer trap. The borer trap uses a liquid attractant made from a mixture of ethanol and methanol to catch the insect.
It gives off a similar smell that the berry gives off when it matures. When the majority of the crop finish, and you clean up your farm, so you prune off the broken limbs and clean up your farm. Then you set this in the farm, maybe about 4 feet above the ground level. So you put this on the farm when there's no coffee on the trees. So when the insect now in the treetop, we never pick up them dry one. So that is why now when we set this, we fool them for things that berry come from the tree. So then fly out now and them get catching it.
Training manager at the Wallingford Coffee Company, Louis Campbell. He was speaking with coffee farmers at a recent training session in Westphalia in the Blue Mountains. Farmers are urged to check the borer trap every 2 weeks after setting it. At this time, they will remove the borers that have been caught, clean the traps, and reset them. We spoke with some coffee farmers who were present at the training session. First up is Donahue Finn. He shares what he learned.
I learned a lot because even the rust, I was taking it simple, and it is very dangerous. Because even my coffee tree them, the leaves them, I lose all of my leaves them. I learned how to control it now.
For Linford Walker, he learned how to properly mix the fertilizer applied to the coffee plant to prevent the spread of pests and diseases.
The training was good, and I never know that so well, the fertilizer if it makes loss. So we get that one there properly, you know.
Another coffee farmer, Garfield Latouche, says the training session served as a refresher course.
Most of the things I've kind of unknown them, but some of the practices, you know, and so they have demonstrated them, because coming here and they really explain under the demonstration, it kind of drive the point home. But if you use a drop shot on something, you see the needs and the importance. And even with this leaf rust disease, we really realize that it's not really the chemical, but it's really the application and how it was to be applied. You know, so I've really learned a lot, and I'm truly grateful.
Our proverb for this morning is, you spread your bed hard, you have to lie down upon it hard. Translation, if you spread your bed hard, you must lie on a hard bed. This means that you must accept responsibility for your actions, and whatever you sow, you will surely reap. And that wraps up our program. Join us again tomorrow when we look at another issue as we continue our Farmer's Guidebook series. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.